My name is Kaya Usher. I work with frequencies, and I can help you shift your life, clean up your space, ride the truth wave, come home again to your brilliant self, usher in an unimaginable peace, and live inside the Simplicity platform. Welcome to my morning show. It's Friday, the end of the week. I got lots of great feedback from yesterday's morning show that was dedicated to my husband, and he really wanted to say so much, and I think his message came in so loud and clear that the work is here. So thank you all for being here. We are growing every day, more and more people coming online, and as we share our stories of growth, if you've had big shifts, share with us. Let us know how you're shifting. I want to say now, it feels like this is coming in, but let's start sharing not only the questions, but when you feel big shifts, share them with us so we can anticipate what's coming down the pipe for us too. Because I share with you guys my big shifts, but it's great to hear about yours too. And then other people can say, hey, I want some of that too. I want to have those shifts too. Because I get to be in an amazing position where I see and witness the shifts of my clients daily. And it is phenomenal how quickly we are able to help you get into that space where you're in the zone, you know, where you're waking up and you're saying, wait a second, why did I choose that in the past? I don't even know why I would have chosen that. It's almost like you have spiritual amnesia, and it's like you knock yourself and you say, like, did I really do that? Did I make those less than desirable decisions? And then what happens is this grace comes in where you're like, you just honor yourself and you just say, never again. Not going to do that ever again. Because you can see the patterns of how other people live their lives and why. You can see the patterns as to why you lived your life the way you did. And that really is your abilities coming in. When you start to study everything from that higher order, that's your abilities. Where you're seeing the higher order, like you're sitting up, 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 looking down at the world and saying, look at all those funny people making all these choices. You know, it would be so much easier if we just did it this way. So from that Simplicity platform, the simplest way, that was the message yesterday from Gord. Simplicity. And that's how we really knock it out of the park. A lot of the time, the stories, when I come on a call with people and they want to tell me their whole story, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you've been telling that story for a really long time. So I intercept and say, how about we start telling a different story, a better story? And that's how it's done. So thank you for being here. Thank you for being those trailblazers who say, you know, this frequency work is really working. And, you know, we're seeing it echo through in families. People that I haven't even worked with, their families are cleaning up. So if there was a long line of, you know, addiction in a family, it's like it's rippling through, even though we haven't worked on a lot of the family members. So it's amazing to see how we're able to, it's like a domino effect in how we're able to really help people here, and how that neural network functions and how we're all connected. And so I can feel you guys. That's the other thing. Like, I'll wake up and it'll be like boom, boom, boom. And certain people will come in because I can feel you and I can feel where everyone's at. And that's that neural network too, where, you know, I'm online 24/7 and it's like I can feel, you know, agitation, or I can feel like someone's doing really, really great, or I can feel breakthroughs and shifts. So it's a really exciting time for me to see the changes happening. And so this radio show is really here. That vision that I saw, it's here now. And I really want to be able to help as many people who are ready. And this seems to be a really great tool to do that. So I wanted to read this comment. Speaking of comments, here's one from a client, from Erin. So she said, I listened to the morning show, and when you were talking about how light people feel, I was remembering that I used to see doctors and naturopaths because I felt such a weight on my chest whenever I hiked or walked uphill. No one could understand it, and there was no explanation. I was embarrassed to go on hikes with friends because I would be huffing and puffing in such a way that it seemed like I was in such terrible shape. But I knew it wasn't that. The other day, I was walking up a big hill with Shiloh, so that's her daughter, attached to me, and I literally felt like I could fly up the mountain. Wow! My chest expanding big and full so effortlessly. Makes me so happy. Yes, so thank you, Erin, for that comment. So that's that lightness of being. So frequencies, remembering, all frequencies work. So you've got the lower resonating frequencies. So they move real slow. So depression, anxiety, fear, they go slow and they're heavy frequencies. And then you start speeding up, 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 up. Elation, love, euphoria, peace, tranquility. Fast, 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 fast. Those frequencies start resonating fast. So what I do is I literally, so when people say they feel lighter, it's because I grab you at spirit level, and I say, let's go into those higher, faster. It's like a centrifuge. We zip up in the centrifuge, and it spins really, really, really fast. And all those slow frequencies that burden us, they're literally whipped off of us like a centrifuge, and they fly out of your field. And then you're left with this brilliance, this lightness of being. And that's what you were feeling, which is so exciting. So your daughter would be like, yay, mom, because that's who she is. So she's got a frequency match. And she's like, I've got a mom that's a match to me. And that's why this burns so much for me, because, you know, our children look to us for guidance. They look to us. They want to feel safe. They want to feel like when they look in your eyes that, you know, they're talking and understanding, someone that knows themselves. So, you know, a big part of my work, I really want to work with children because they're already in the pocket, and it's just helping them maintain that space, maintaining that beauty. Because I see, you know, a lot of teenagers, they start to get really fearful because that's when they can start feeling those heavier family distortions coming in, and they're like, I don't want that. So the cleanup, it's great if we can just work with younger families. And it's not to say that we can't work with older families, because we can work with anybody. It doesn't matter whether you're old, young, medium, man, woman, whatever you are. Even if you're not here anymore, we can work with you. There is no discrimination here. This is for everybody. But it's nice when you work with young families, because they just get to ride free. And I have great respect for parents that are putting their foot down and saying, I do this for my children. And then it becomes, actually, I'm really doing this for myself. I'm doing it for everybody. Sometimes it takes having someone outside of you to, at the beginning, because it can be tough for some people. So having that person outside of you that you say, I'm going to do it for them. And then it switches over very quickly where you're like, this feels so good. I'm actually doing it for myself. And that's the key, the golden ticket, is you realize this is for yourself. It's absolutely for you. This is your selfish time because it's the least selfish thing you could ever do for all of us. So that lightness of being, I love it. Let's go to the question. Kaya, can you talk more about focus and vision and that lightness of being that you always talk about? Beautiful. So, yes. So I want to talk about focus. We're going to run through the meditation today. We are actually going to focus. And I'm going to work with you guys to see how I worked with myself. And I think by doing that, you're going to see how you can work with yourself. So I actually feel like I covered the lightness of being there and that vision. The vision's going to come through and the focus is going to come through in the meditation. But the whole point being, so that fork in the road, say someone told you, say you went to a clairvoyant or someone that told you two scenarios. So someone said, I see your future. Your future is great. Your future is grand. What a beautiful future I see for you. And then you're standing back there listening to that. And then you've got someone else that says, oh boy, dark future filled with sorrow. Not a good future. So you've got two very polar opposite scenarios there in this fork of the road. You're looking at these two people. And what are you supposed to do? Who are you supposed to believe? So that's the whole thing about focus and vision, is you turn it inward. You don't believe either of them because you get to create it. You create the outcome. It's just like if you're told by a doctor that something is, you know, terribly burdensome. Do you want to believe that or do you want to change that storyline? I can't offer enough that we are the creators. Once your field is resonating really beautifully, and you don't have to be totally cleaned up, you just need to be enough aware that you are your own creator. So once you get that in your back pocket and you understand, wow, I'm actually creating this down here, then you get to choose. You get to create your own storyline. And that's what I'm doing now for my life. I'll have a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And it changes all the time what I desire. You know, a couple of years ago, I wanted to travel all the time. Now I want to stay home. But I'm creating that. I'm creating that. And it feels so good to be in my own driver's seat. And when we all get in our own driver's seat, you'll see a very peaceful world because we don't have to carry anyone on our backs. We don't have to do anything that's out of order for us or that is burdensome for us. It'll enhance us when we drive our own lives, our own destiny. So it's never about what someone else tells you. It's about who you want to become. And you hold that vision so uber focused in your mind. This is who I'm going to become. So like I said yesterday or the day before, when I saw myself as that very old woman resonating so beautifully in my agelessness, super, super old, that was my vision. It's like, boom, look at you there. And that's what, so I put that, you know, that's gently in my front line. I know I'm good, but in the meantime, I live my day in the present moment, knowing I'm walking towards more beauty, more power, more peace, more ability to help you guys, you know, and then you guys helping people, and then out and out and out we go. But that laser sharp focus, you don't take your eye off the prize, and the prize being you. A fully awakened being. So when it's time to walk through, you're just good. You're just like, you know what? I'm just good. And everyone around you feels good because they can feel how good you feel. So that's the key. So it's time for the meditation. Are we ready? Let's go. This morning, as we place our 2 feet on the ground, 1, 2, firmly planted, ready to start our day. As we stand up, stretching our arms up into the air, feeling our body tall, getting out the kinks of the sleep, that restful, reset sleep. Arms up in the air and starting to feel these frequencies coming down, coming down our hands. If you felt arthritic hands, could you start telling your hands a different story? My hands are agile. My hands are strong, pain-free hands. They hold things beautifully, tight grip. They're flexible and strong, pain-free hands. We go down our arms. Could we talk to our sore elbows? Waking up the elbows, telling them a new story where we can be ageless. We don't have to age the way people have told us, the way our family line went. We can intercept that with a new story. When people say it runs in the family, I say, let's change that. Let you be the first person that it doesn't run in. And you can create a new thing. Good health and vitality runs in my family. Do you see how we change the storyline? You start believing it so strongly in the core of your being that it starts replicating itself out at frequency level. Into our head we go. If we have that fogginess, that confusion in our headspace, could we start telling our brain a new story? This is a brain that is simple, can transmit and figure out, problem solve efficiently with clarity, simple functioning, and yet so incredibly focused. This brain, agile, young, creating a new type of brain. It's an expansive brain, fresh. The eyes. There used to be a story where I would say, I can't see a thing. I'm almost blind. I can't find my children. If it's dark, I can't see anybody at all. And then I started changing the story. These eyes can see the beauty, the detail, the color, see my children smile, see things up close, see things far away. They can focus perfectly. My eyes coming back online. A new story for my eyes. Do you see how we tell ourselves stories? I was so focused on that story. My eyes now are perfect. That's there for you too. The smell. I don't have great smell anymore. Could we change that story? I want to smell all the fragrances of the planet. I want to smell my food. I want to smell a baby. I want to smell the trees, the forest, the ocean. I want to smell it all. Let's change the story. Our throat. When I speak my words heal my throat. They heal that area. It's the same for you. You don't have to have thyroid issues. Change the way you see your throat. Your throat speaks of grace, strength, power, love, connection, purity of intent. Your words hold power, and they open up your throat into a space of healed vibration, where there can be no stagnation there, throat open. It's a new story for your throat, same as your heart. Some people will have heart issues. Could you tell your heart a new story? I have a strong heart, an expansive heart, a heart that will beat perfectly until the day I go. My spine. I could tell a story of a crooked spine, a very, very crooked spine. And yet I started telling myself a new story, a story of a strong, straight spine. A spine that could hold this beautiful body, a gentle curve, a proper curve, And lo and behold, a couple years later, I have a perfect spine. These are the stories. When you focus in in such detail, seeing yourself in perfection of what you want that to look like. What do you want your body to look like? How do you see it playing out? Do you want a feminine body? Do you want a buff body? Do you want a body free of all illnesses? Start seeing that for yourself. Make that choice. And as you scan your body, concentrate on the new version of yourself. Moving down, reproductive area. Perhaps you've been having trouble down there getting pregnant. You know, your periods are out of sorts. If you're a man, you're having issues. Could you see a new way, a more balanced, healthy, open, expansive way for this area to be able to house a brilliant child, if that's what you desire? To be able to connect with another brilliant being in a way that is at spirit level, true love, where you feel each other beyond this space, and yet so physical, aware. You can tell yourself a new story for every body part. Your knees. You can say, I have weak knees. Or you can say, my knees are coming in. They're healing. I have a friend who had an accident. Beautiful, beautiful dancer. She tore her meniscus. And the doctor said, you may never dance again. And she told herself a different story. And very shortly after that, she was dancing stronger, more beautifully, more agelessly than ever before. Perfect knees. What story are you going to tell yourself? How are you going to start focusing in on your new creation? Are you going to believe the outside world? Are you going to start creating that internal storyline using your spark and these beautiful frequencies to create, to manifest, to bring in your deepest desires? That's your free will. So I'm here to hold your hand. I'm here to show you how I did it and tell you of other stories, how other people did it. And then it's up to you to say, I want some of that action too. As we take a deep breath in, let's feel our body one more time, starting at the top and moving down, starting at our hands and feeling our new storyline. Slowly moving down our body with these frequencies, feeling the new storyline of our being. Through the head, through the neck, through the torso, down, 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 flushing through the new story coming through. The story of lightness of being. Into our feet. Have the greatest day, and I'll see you guys tonight.